This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hindsight is 2020, and the enemy is very cunning. But now that they have launched their coup against President Donald J. Trump, we can see their battle plans. He got 4 years in the White House, and they weren't going to give him a second term. Plans for 2020 began immediately following the 2016 election. 9 days before Trump's inauguration, Fauci says there is no doubt that President Trump will be confronted with a surprise infectious disease. 2 days after the president's inauguration, Bill Gates spoke at Davos and warned of a coming deadly pandemic. An illegal surveillance operation was already launched before the election, and the president was then subjected to 4 years of nonstop, baseless attacks and defamation, keeping Trump on the constant defense and the American people distracted while the deep state establishment prepared for the 2020 election. The COVID hoax was in the works years before the election of Donald Trump, but they started fast-tracking it. In 2017, Dr. Fauci began the controversial program of manipulating a virus to become more infectious to humans. This is known as gain-of-function research. In 2018, several CIA agents are elected into public office, claiming their new mission is to foil Trump. In 2019, Fauci committed $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab in China for gain-of-function work on bat coronaviruses. In 2019, Dominion voting machines, funded by the Clinton Foundation, expanded their 1,600 jurisdictions into the state of Georgia. In October of 2019, the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins sponsored Event 201, a tabletop exercise that simulated millions dying from a strain of coronavirus. 2 months later, China reports an outbreak of pneumonia in Wuhan. March 13, 2020, the U.S. shuts down for COVID. Thousands of people lose their jobs overnight. We are told that masks don't work, and yet we are told that we must wear them. On March 16th, the Brennan Center for Justice releases How to Protect the 2020 Vote from the Coronavirus and suggest mail-in ballots, among other changes to the election. The media tries to blame Trump. Fear is injected into the brainwashed masses over an alleged virus less deadly than the common cold. On May 25th, Soros-funded violent protests erupt throughout the country. For the rest of the summer, cities burn, businesses are looted, and people are murdered in the streets. The entire platform of the Democrat Party becomes, if you want the chaos to end, vote for Joe Biden. In September of 2020, the Mockingbird media began reporting that Trump will refuse to leave the White House when he is beaten in November. On election night, just as the president begins to surge in critical states, the election is inexplicably halted. Thousands of mail-in ballots appear in the middle of the night, all for Joe Biden. While completely ignoring massive evidence of voter fraud, the mainstream media prematurely calls victory for Joe Biden. And now, agents of the deep state are decloaking themselves, calling for the president to concede and give full power back to the crooked establishment. If the president concedes, the Trump family will be forever destroyed, and America will fall into chaos. The only route to victory is to win the election in the courts and go on a massive offensive against the deep state establishment and the Mockingbird media. Those attempting to overthrow the United States need to be executed. The battle is just beginning. God bless America. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Now listen to me very carefully. There is a narrow path for Trump to defeat these globalists. Roger Stone's going to be joining us, Paul, Joseph Watson, and others. And the Globalists have put out some incredible new announcements that are shocking how honest they're being. The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much, my friends, for joining us on this live November 10th, Tuesday broadcast. I want to thank the great crew for all the wonderful work they do and all of our affiliates across the country. Every day that I come on the air is more important than the last. I don't need to explain that to everybody. It's as clear as the nose on your face or my face. But now the globalists, the robber barons, the most rich people on Earth, and their powerful planetary consortium are being very, very public about their plans. Even the London Telegraph has huge articles out quoting the Davos Group and the UN saying that they are implementing an artificial global depression to consolidate power and control to save us from carbon. But really, these billionaires are just doubling their wealth now under COVID dictatorship. And top scientists are calling it a fear machine and a scientific medical dictatorship. But when you go to the Davos Group itself, which is a public spokesgroup of the Bilderberg Group, it's the same people, they admit all this word for word. And Jay Dyer, earlier this year, had read the head of the Davos Group's new book when it came out. I didn't read it. And when he was on as a guest reading the quotes, it was just stunning to me because, again, I already know the enemy's agenda, and I research the latest developments every day. But to hear it out in the open and where he says COVID's not a threat, we're just using it to take over and consolidate power, and you're not going to have police anymore. You're not going to get meat anymore, and we're going to dictate to you that you'll be sterilized for you to even be able to live. And you're going to have a card with a guaranteed income, but you're going to live at a subsistence level in a 250-square-foot apartment. Single-family dwellings are being banned in Europe and now in the United States. This is a real cult, folks. The masks are never coming off. The forced inoculations are coming, but they want those to be their regime of forced inoculations where you accept an ID and a digital online passport. That's why Trump tried to accelerate the vaccine from another company. I'm not even defending that, but to take control of the agenda and end the lockdown. But as we told you last week, Biden has now announced yesterday he's posing as the president and is now already telling governors they better submit to him and start taking his orders. The media is spinning that and saying, well, you know, President Trump was president-elect, and he started talking to folks, and they had conceded the election then, the day after. It's not been conceded. It's in the courts, and the fraud is like a dam that's broken. It's like a fire hose of just eyewitnesses and proof, and we've got exclusive breaking news on that at Infowars.com, where
a lady that we know moved here a few years ago from California. She'd lived with her mother for a while when she was there and got notice of this mail-in ballot and went and checked it out and found out that someone had voted in her name in California for Joe Biden, even though she voted for Donald Trump in Texas. She got screenshots of all of this off the Secretary of State's website. That's an exclusive at InfoWars.com right now, but there's thousands of stories like that. David Knight has family that went in to vote, and they didn't want to see their ID, didn't want to see voter registration, didn't want to even know. And a lot of people try to go vote, and they find out that somebody's already voted their name. And it's because we put up with the corruption, there's no end to it. Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the level of corruption and tyranny that we could face? And he said, whatever you will accept is the level of tyranny. There's always somebody ready to fill that vacuum when you're a sheep, when you're a chump, when you roll over, when you're ignorant, that'll take advantage of you. And now it's being scientifically done. And this is really a story of people that are invincibly ignorant. This is a story of people that like to be abused. It's a story of people so coddled in the modern age and so ready for their free lunch and who have such short memories that they don't even know what's being prepared for them. And maybe the globalists are right at some levels. They say there's too many people. They have no vision. They have no spirit. They have no destiny. They don't want to do anything. Look at how we're allowed to manipulate them and control them. And so that's our right under social Darwinism to dumb them down, poison them, and then finally phase them out, kill them. Might makes right. The establishment says we're in control. The people don't stand up for themselves. They deserve what they get. Now, I've been around some of the globalists, and I know about their families. And I know about how happy they are, and the word is unhappy. That's satanic to be mean to people that aren't as smart as you and then dumb them down further and take advantage of them. Christ said it's better for you to kill yourself than to hurt the children, and that's an allegory of people that aren't smart, people that are simple. But still, there's another problem. The globalists are organizing the dumbed down, simple-minded into weapon systems against those of us that don't want to join Satan, don't want to join the New World Order, and we don't want to destroy the third world, and we don't want to destroy the dumbed down, and we don't want to destroy the impoverished. And so they're going to be forged into weapons, and already are, that will destroy us. And that's the devil's trick. He's going to make us join him. And that's really where this is I have the head of the Davos Group saying, we're going to bring in a global depression for your own good, and COVID's made up. And they publish excerpts of it in major newspapers and say it's a good thing, like the Financial Times. The London Telegraph says it's a bad idea. And I was just reminded, because now this is the big hot thing. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about it today. He's coming on bottom of the hour. But this was published 6 months ago. We had Jay Dyer on 3 months ago about it, reading these quotes. And I'm reading them again, though. It's like, there's Jay Dyer reading out of the paper on Skype with us, reading out of the Great Reset book by Schwab. And no one cares. But when it's in the Financial Times of London, ooh, he admits he's created a depression on purpose, and the Financial Times is telling you it's a good thing. That's what's so crazy about this is they're openly saying that they're going to incrementally cut the resources off and social engineer everyone. And when Bill Gates was on Japanese TV about 8 months ago, and they were saying, people are scared of your vaccines. They claim it's a depopulation weapon. And he looks at them and he says, well, you'll get different vaccines in places like Japan. Knowing the Japanese are smart, and they're also survival of the fittest, very brutal. Smart, nice people, you can leave your wallet on the table and nobody's going to take it for a week. But if they think somebody's in charge, and they order that person in charge to say, kill all these children, they'll do it. And Bill Gates knows how to talk to him. He's like, it's not for you. It's for the third world. And the banker's like, I mean, and I have to sit here with the average leftist screaming, I'm Hitler, when I walk down the street, literally signed on to the stuff Hitler was trying to basically steal and do his own plan. And so Bill Gates is on TV saying the lockdown never ends. It's going to hurt a lot of people. It's going to lower the population. He does TED Talks saying, I'm going to make you take a vaccine so there's less people. What the hell do you think that means? So it's very, very sad. And you look at the left. They don't have children. They're unhealthy. They're depressed. They commit suicide. They're just the losers that have been caught up in his net. And what's crazy is they're being scooped up and taken away culturally, societally, spiritually. They're in the nets yelling and spitting at those of us that tried to cut them loose. You could say, well, we shouldn't cut them loose then. That's how the metaphysical devil operation takes place. Because, yeah, those leftists deserve all the hell they're under. It doesn't matter. You can't then take part in it with the psychopaths like Gates. I mean, I could have joined Gates and them like that. I didn't, because you can feel the presence of God is not there. They're dead. That's why they want to kill us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Shutdown, not COVID-19, is already triggering mass starvation, huge conflicts, and regional wars that threaten to start a new world war. The United Nations has come out in the last 8 months and said, oh, the COVID lockdown caused by COVID, no, it's caused by their lockdown, is already going to starve hundreds of millions if the chain reaction continues, if this goes on for a year. Well, it's already killed millions, and now it's getting a lot worse. That's all part of the Great Reset. It's the cover for that. And now, Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group, has come out and admitted this is to save the earth and in the middle class and in Western overconsumption and implode the third world. This is the population weapon psyop. That's how I made the film Endgame 13 years ago. And people ask, Alex Jones, how do you know all this? They tell you. We're going to cover this with Paul Joseph Watson and read the quotes next segment. And they've got the major archbishop coming out and explaining this is a health dictatorship and the cover for eugenics, because that's what it is. Both articles are absolutely go together. I sent both to Joe Rogan this morning. I sent both to Tucker Carlson this morning. And I just said, please, for my family and yours, cover this. Please, please. Please. Sure, we can argue how COVID's exaggerated and overblown all day and how it's being used for big tech to consolidate power and how they've doubled their profits. That's the side issue. That's the gravy for these people. It's an admitted planetary bankruptcy plan to, quote, reset you, where you are under their debt and where they control all private property that goes into a consortium. And those that don't submit to the forced inoculation and other social score rules will have your property taken and will be put in emergency centers. That's what the archbishop's saying, not Alex Jones, because they're saying it. The UN's saying it. And it's already been beta tested. You're like, well, that'll never happen in America. Once the left figures out they're in a depression, they're going to blame Trump and his COVID response, not the lockdown. The left will do anything. The worse off they get, the more they grovel, the more they beg. The more is taken away from them with Stockholm Syndrome, the more they don't think about who did it to them. They listen to the biggest, meanest abuser and say, what do I do to get out of this? And they're going to say, follow our total social edicts. Do whatever we say. Send your children for re-education. White people are bad. Turn your boys into girls. This is the plan for depopulation, the takeover. Well, these guys live on mountaintops like literal Mount Olympus. And Davos mountaintops and fly around in the jets above us and never talk to us and have huge 100,000-acre, 50,000-acre estates like Ted Turner, and he has five kids, but you can't have any kids and you can't have a small house. It's sick, but it's what every culture ran on before Magna Carta. Feudalism, serfdom. That's what we're going back into. And the UN says they want neo-feudalism to save the earth in documents from the 60s. That's in my film, America Destroyed by Design. But now we're not telling you what's coming. Everything's been prepared for this. Because now they have the AI. Now we've all got the phones. Now we're all tracked. Now we're domesticated. Now we watch 10 hours of Netflix every day. And so they're making their move. But the archbishop and others, I agree, say that we don't have a choice. We must fight back. The more you give in, the worse it gets. Resistance is a victory. Here is the top head of the UK military talking about this. The full interview is at Infowars.com.
That the global economic crisis brought on by coronavirus could lead to new security threats, potentially even war.
Yes, I mean, I think, you know, we're living at a moment in time where the world is a very uncertain and anxious place. And of course the dynamic of global competition is a feature of our lives as well. And I think the real risk we have with quite a lot of the regional conflicts that are going on at the moment is you could see escalation lead to miscalculation. And that's the thing I think we have to guard against.
Miscalculation, can you just spell that out in easy language? What does that mean?
So what that means is that the protagonists, either because they don't realise the implications of their actions, lead to an escalation, which means that more people perhaps get involved, more weaponry gets involved, and before you can contain it, it leads to the sides ending up in a full-blown war. And if that happens, as we saw in the last century, I mean, we have to remember history might not repeat itself, but it has a rhythm. And if you look back at the last century, before both world wars, I think it was unarguable that there was escalation that led to the miscalculation, which ultimately led to war at a scale we would hopefully never see again.
So global starvation, war, all of it. Oh, but guess who's going to head up Biden's new coronavirus task force? Ezekiel Emanuel, who went on Fox News and said he helped write Obamacare to bankrupt the U.S. system and force us onto a single-payer socialist system. That's right. There it is, flashback. Obamacare architect, ACA designed to implode, destroy insurance companies. And now the very same guy believes in eugenics and euthanizing old people. He wrote an article in 2014 for The Atlantic. This is Ezekiel Emanuel. Why I hope to die at 75. What he means is we're going to kill old people at 75. That's the eugenics plan. That's who's going to be now over the COVID thing. Because, oh, like Bill Gates wants to depopulate you. But he has a shot to make you live longer. And Ezekiel wants to bankrupt the country. And now he's over COVID, which is designed to keep us locked down and imploded. The cult's making their move. But everybody likes to wear the mask and be heroes. That's your first sign that you're in the cult. Your first sign of total subservience. But coming up, globalist Klaus Schwab, world will, quote, never return to normal after COVID. No more police, no more meat, no more travel. You'll be lucky if you're alive. Wait till I read it. And you're going to enjoy it. You're going to bow down. You love it. Archbishop writes open letter to Trump warning of COVID health dictatorship. Top doctors in UK, hundreds write letter warning of fear machine, dictatorial takeover, on and on and on. Because, oh, but they're the professionals. But Biden says he'll only listen to medical experts. You mean the ones that come like Ezekiel Emanuel? Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel? Our new Dr. Death's here. It's all, oh, but look, American billionaires got $434 billion richer during the pandemic. Yes, it's that great reset. And, you know, they've got giant super yachts and jumbo jets, but you get nothing. And it's for the earth, so it's better. It's their earth now. They're going to clean you off. They took it over through fraud and scams, and now they've got election fraud, and you're not going to do anything, so they're just going to brush you off. It's going to brush you off. We're going to go to break. Now, I know you're going to do something. We've got to stay on air now more than ever. I'd hope Trump could win, and we could hopefully turn the tide back quicker, but you know Revelation. You know what's going to happen. But we've got to build and be faithful and wake up as many as possible, and it'll get so bad that even those that are delusional in the end will wake up when they're being forced to be euthanized, when their children are being taken, when half their neighbors are dead from the vaccine, and they'll just finally go, oh, what's... And by then, it'll be drone armies, robots, nerve gas, helicopters flying over, nerve gassing everybody, because they've got a mop-up plan. So they're going to hit us with different waves of bio-attack over the years, locking us down tighter each time. And then, by the time they hit us with the real weapons, we'll be so absolutely outnumbered, outgunned, but it won't matter because humans are very strong when we start to fight back. And it's just going to be one hell of a savage war. My God, it's just going to be. Most of the people on Earth will be dead at the end of this. So hope you all enjoy it. World government's coming to kill you and your family. And they are celebrating it with enjoyment. And all the little yuppies in Austin are dancing in the streets and running around screaming they love Satan. And they do. And so their God is going to hurt them so damn bad. All right, Paul Joseph Watson's coming up on the other side. Infowars.com. Spread those links. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. Because the NIH website says that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA4 sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA4's election special. That's going to have to end in a week. We've got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother.
We're about to go to Paul Joseph Watson for the next 2 segments, then Roger Stone called me up last night, very excited. He said Trump still has a path to victory. Massive fraud is coming out. The media is trying to cover all that up, but it's not working. A criminal investigation has been started by the attorney general doing his job. There was a resignation over it, acting like that's a bad thing to do. No, under law, he's charged to do that. Incredible evidence is just exploding like a volcano erupting. We'll cover that with Roger Stone next hour. But I wanted to get the real heart of what's running all this. Who's in charge of it? What's really behind the COVID lockdown? What is the Great Reset that Greg Reese first 8 months ago did a video about in March of this year for Bandod Video? And suddenly it's in major British newspapers. They're telling you, oh, this is to lower the carbon footprint. This is to permanently reset things and forgive your debt. But you sign on to be a ward of the state and do what they tell you. This is true slavery. You know, slaves got their free food, but it wasn't free, was it? We'll talk to Paul Joseph Watson about the flurry of powerful articles he's been putting out. Globalist Klaus Schwab, world will never return to normal after COVID. Archbishop writes open letter to Trump warning of COVID health dictatorship. There's a real risk of third world war being unleashed as top UK general over the COVID lockdown. This is the cover for the world's ruling class and financiers to consolidate power and vertically integrate. That is, consolidate and rob you. They call it the Great Reset that's coming up in a moment. That's why it's so important to keep InfoWars on the air. We're spending a lot of money to fly up to D.C. in the heart of the enemy's operation. The mayor said no protest for Trump allowed. Anyone outside town's not allowed. COVID-19, total BS. We're going. We got a caravan that's going to be in Tallahassee tonight at about 8 with Owen Schroyer. That's where everybody in Florida better be and better drive up that East Coast and stay with us the next few days, and I'll see you in D.C. on Friday. Please, this is the time to be active. Rallying Point, Tallahassee tonight. Stop the Steel Caravan. At Stop the Steel Caravan on Parler. And share it, folks. This is an information war. We're fighting back. But we can't do it without your help and your prayers. So please, also financially support us. Infowarstore.com. I don't know what to call this new special. 2 months ago, I said, I think Biden's going to steal it. Trump's going to win in a landslide. Better internal numbers than ever. He won these states bigger than he did before. Then magically the polls closed. You saw what happened. So I'm calling it the America in Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguises lockdown 2. And people are listening, and we have a chance to stop it. And as everybody gets censored off the Internet now, and as Fox News turns against America, as we knew they would, InfoWars is exploding right now. But all the new listeners aren't buying anything. So it's you, the hardcore listeners, as usual, to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, up to 60% off DNA Force Plus, back in stock. Alpha Power sold out for a year. It's the powdered version of Super Bowl Vitality, extremely strong, 50% off. Bodies, Ultimate Dupert Formula, 50% off, back in stock. Ultra 12, back in stock. It's all there, but a lot of this is selling out, like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the fish oil, and more. All of it's great for your immune system. All of it is essential. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you for standing with us in the battle for the Republic and for your prayers. Paul, you got the floor for the next 2.5 segments till Roger comes on. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're talking about the Great Reset. Isn't it convenient that we had a president that was standing, as the Archbishop said in the article you just mentioned, as a garrison between the Great Reset happening? Now he's conveniently, apparently, losing a national presidential election off the back of a coronavirus release back in December, January, which just conveniently created the pretext, facilitated the reason for mail-in ballots that just conveniently were supposed to believe pushed Joe Biden over the edge. Of course, the Great Reset, as you mentioned, Alex, is an agenda that stretches back years. In fact, the World Economic Forum on its website talked about the Great Reset back in 2016. That's when they launched it, because that's when they realized that Donald Trump was going to be the big bulwark stopping it as leader of the free world. Now, this is being pushed by transnational corporations, the World Economic Forum, Karl Schwab, as you mentioned, the financial elite. And what is it? It's called, in their own words, Build Back Better. It's a rebranding, a rejuvenation of the New World Order, based around the idea that they can redistribute wealth to alleviate global poverty, to fix wealth inequality.
But these very billionaires never pay any taxes themselves, and actually say they want to get rid of the middle class and overconsumption. So what they say is actually the total opposite of what they actually want to do, and they want a global Marshall Plan after they collapse the world economy to give them full control with the global currency.
Yeah, the global redistribution of wealth and power is not to the people, it's to themselves. It's a concentration of power. And we see that already with the coronavirus lockdowns. the Chinese pandemic with Amazon, which has seen its profits in the third quarter triple in the third quarter to $6.3 billion. They've had a 37% rise in global sales. Why? Because all the shops are closed, all the small businesses are going bust. The only place to get your goods, your items, is on Amazon, is by going to Walmart. This is a global concentration of not only political but economic power in the name of the redistribution of global economic and political power. And there's a great article by James Dellingpole, who is a regular guest of the show, called Only Donald Trump Can Save Us from the Great Reset. And he points out that they're perfectly open about this agenda. In fact, Time magazine devoted an entire special issue to this very subject. And in fact, you can click through from his article, and they've got an entire section on the Time magazine website called The Great Reset. And again, bear in mind, when we start talking about this, and people have already been banned, had their content removed for talking about it, it's a dangerous conspiracy theory, but only if you say it's a bad thing. If you venerate and glorify it, then it's on the front cover of Time magazine. So they call it the Great Reset. In line
and Paul, let's be clear. It's because in March and April, you and I and Greg Reese and all of our other reporters and people, David Knight, we were all covering it. We would get millions of views, even on videos people re-uploaded. They would ban them, saying it was disinfo, because we were actually quoting their white papers. They just hadn't done the public rollout yet. They didn't want us to make their own announcement. Now they are.
Exactly. And then when you go on the Time magazine website, they make it clear what it's all about. A better economy is possible, but we need to reimagine capitalism to do it. That means destroying capitalism, especially when it comes to small businesses, introducing universal basic income so nobody has the personal autonomy, nobody has the incentive to build businesses, to build independent wealth, to challenge the global elite's Davos power structure. It's not reimagining capitalism, it's dismantling it and further centralizing it around themselves. There's another article here.
I agree. What would you call their system? Neo-feudalism? A technocracy?
Precisely,
it's a form
yeah.
of corporate crony fascism that uses communism and socialism as the ground floor control mechanism?
The term is global neo-feudalism. That's the term that everybody's using. In fact, there's another good article called The Great Reset for Dummies that sums it up. The desired end result is a giant, joyless, highly controlled global conveyor of everything and everybody, where privacy is tremendously expensive, dissent is unthinkable, and spiritual submission is mandatory. This is really good versus evil, and that's the point of the Archbishop. By the way, this is not some obscure guy. This was a guy who was instrumental in exposing the Vatican sex abuse and financial corruption within the Catholic Church, challenging Pope Francis, calling out Pope Francis, saying he's a water carrier for the globalists. And he's outright saying that this Great Reset agenda is a battle between good and evil. And again, what is it? It's the expectation that people's living standards, their wealth, has to be lowered. And that's going to be achieved by this universal basic income. So there's no financial incentive for people to...
All right, PJW, stay there. Let's get more into this and how we fight back straight ahead.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We predicted everything that's unfolding. Not because I was that smart, because I happened to get into reading history and then government documents because they were so interesting. We had books laying around the house about World War II, World War I, Rome, ancient China, Japan, ancient Europe, ancient Mesoamerica. That's where we're reading books like the Secret Wartime Report, The Mind of Adolf Hitler. I read that when I was about 10. Little thin paperback book, wasn't declassified until the 70s. And I was hooked on it right then. And so I was getting a PhD level education on how the world really worked and actually reading stuff out of the Club of Rome by the time I was 15. I was going to the library. People thought I was crazy. Why do you want this stuff? And now we see it's who runs our world. Wouldn't it be good to know who runs your world? Paul Joseph Watson is here with us. And Paul, again, explain to people how important this is. Why the globalists want this great reset, this consolidation, the fact that they're going ahead with it, and the fact that they're now even hiding it in plain view is to inoculate people's minds because it's their weak spot. We expose this. That's why they censor us. They will be defeated. But now they're to the point of actually admitting their plan. Why are they doing that? Break down what it's like living in London under lockdown, too, and where all this is going.
Well, one of the reasons they want it, Alex, is because they believe there's a finite amount of resources, and they believe that if they allow too much economic freedom, too much mobility, people will build up centers of economic power and challenge them as the elite. So they want to commodify human beings and keep them tamped down in this state of, you know, low expectations of low economic growth and low quality of life. And the origin of the term lockdown, where it originated from, was this idea of rounding up unruly prisoners and putting them back behind bars. And this is in The Spectator, this week's edition, says the earliest known use of lockdown, because people think this is kind of a more archaic term, it's relatively modern. The earliest known use of the term lockdown in its current sense was a 1973 story in the Fresno Bee, a California newspaper, referring to prisoners being kept in their cells after a knife attack. And the keywords there are after a knife attack. Again, it's this idea of the prisoners have become too unruly, got a little bit too much freedom, there's a little bit too much backlash against their old world order that was failing, because they meant to get it in place by 2000. Now they need a new excuse, and the new excuse is COVID. And here in the UK, they just announced a new lockdown that took effect on Thursday again. The pubs are closed, all the non-essential shops are closed. Oh, but the big box stores, the Asdas, which is owned by Walmart, all the Tescos, you know, global transnational corporations, they stay open and they make record profits. Everybody else's business goes bust. They introduced it on the basis of infections are rising, so we need a new lockdown. The reason infections were rising was because they were ramping up tests to the tune of 100-1 compared to what they were during the initial lockdown. So they come out in these government briefings and say, we've got this prognostication, this prediction, which, by the way, has turned out to be completely exaggerated once again, that 4,000 people a day are going to die if we don't have this lockdown. Then what happens, and this happened during the first lockdown, the cases and the deaths already begin to decline before they announce the lockdown, because we're starting to get herd immunity. Then when the deaths and the cases are way below 4,000 deaths a day, at the end of this one-month lockdown, they come out and say, oh, look, we were right. Lockdown worked. Well, we need to do it over and over
again.
By
the way, that's what all the famous epidemiologists and scientists, almost to a man and woman, are saying what you're saying. And so when they show on CNN or Sky TV, look, here we are a year ago, and now it's this super high level. Yeah, but where are the deaths? The deaths aren't there, proving again that this is an overblown, absolute hoax of a virus that's so deadly you have to get tested even though you have it.
Yeah, and they always over-exaggerate the deaths and the infections with fake models. By the way, all these models are created by the same scientists from the IPCC who said that the North Pole would be ice-free like 10 years ago. It's the exact same people who have proven liars time and time again. So we have these crippling lockdowns, and in fact, now top scientists are coming out and saying what we said months ago. There's a headline out of the Telegraph, COVID data exaggerating risk. Medics and academics tell Boris Johnson official data is exaggerating the risk posed by COVID-19. They released that after the election, of course, Alex. Now we have a vaccine, right? And the top biotech at one of these management firms has now admitted, and this is a big story, which I'm going to write up as soon as they get off, the test for this vaccine, which, by the way, won't be introduced until next winter because they want nearly a year's worth more of lockdowns just to really impose that great reset. The top biotech experts are now saying they had enough test cases weeks and weeks ago. They could have announced this new vaccine beforehand. Trump would have taken the credit. They deliberately delayed announcing the vaccine until after the election. That's not me saying that. That's top biotech.
And by the way, now Cuomo and all of them are saying don't take it. It's dangerous because this is a classic vaccine. I'm not saying take it, but Trump did it. So if you want it, you're in fear to end the lockdown. It's the excuse to end the Great Reset. That's why Trump checkmated him. But they're saying, no, don't take it now. You've got to take Bill Gates' mRNA vaccine, 100 times more dangerous, next year. So they're completely transparent now.
Yeah, and it's also an effort to give Joe Biden legitimacy, even though he hasn't officially won the presidency. Just as it was, you know, when they faked the news article saying, oh, London's celebrating Joe Biden's presidency with fireworks. Yeah, it's called Bonfire Night. We have it every year. It spreads out across an entire weekend. It's Guy Fawkes Night. It's not people celebrating Joe Biden. So they overtly faked news articles claiming that, again, to give Biden fake legitimacy, just like they're doing with this COVID vaccine, giving him credit for it. Now he's calling for the nationwide mask mandate, which is what CNN, military officials, top health experts, again, linked to the global elite, have said. The new normal is this. You're never getting back to the old normal. It's lockdowns. It's masks. It's we say jump, you say how high. And that's integrally what the Great Reset is all about.
And by the way, people are in such fear that I ran into a lady a few weeks ago that I know, nice lady, and she's been wearing a mask for months. And I said, are you always going to wear that? Because Bill Gates said he wants you to wear it for 10 years. And she started crying. And she said, don't be mean to me. And then I said, I'm just talking to you nicely. But people are so emotional about this because when they wear the mask, they hate the mask, but they think it's a fear. And so it's all just psychological warfare. And all these psychiatrists, all these psychologists, all these major medical firms are saying it's all a lie. They get censored. It's not mainline science saying this. This is a damn cult, man. They have really Stockholm syndrome, Paul. How do we get out of this? How do we reverse this? How do we stop this globalist takeover?
Well, the only thing to do is mass civil disobedience, which is what's happening in Manchester, in London, and it's happening in Germany, many major cities. It's growing. Because this, they're not going to stop here. The World Economic Forum has already announced they want this, what they call common pass. And they show screenshots from the app where it says, you know, 7th of November, COVID PCR test. Then that's going to be the vaccine added in. You're not only going to not be able to travel on airlines if you don't have this vaccine. Uber already has a thing. We had an article about this months ago, where if you refuse to wear a mask and then the driver reports you, you're not allowed to get another Uber until you take a selfie and submit.
That's right. They're already arresting people not wearing them on planes. They're already creating the no-fly list, the no-drive list. This is big tech. Isn't just going to censor you online, folks. They're going to enforce the medical tyranny over you. That's what top scientists are saying.
Yeah, and it's the other factor is, I don't know how long we've got in this segment, Alex, but it's about property ownership. Carl Schwab, the WEF globalist, which we wrote about earlier today, wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. They're not hiding this. They're proud of it. And this is based off the World Economic Forum's plan from 2016, which said, quote, welcome to the year 2030. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It's global feudalist communism on the basis of solving wealth inequality, when in actual fact, it's complete and total slavery. They get all the money. They get all the power. Amazon grows and grows and grows. Walmart grows. Your small business goes bust. Misery shared equally, which, of course, is the definition of communism.
And then they have groups that they pay to riot who say white people are racist. Then they bring in the third world, white people are racist. So white people are supposed to sign on to now being feudal slaves, and we're all slaves together. But meanwhile, Jeff Bezos and all of them are exempt. What a nightmare. And Trump was starting to figure this out, starting to fight it. And as the world, Paul, stay there. One more segment. What is it like, though? You've been working with me 18, 19 years, do your own thing over at summit.news, an amazing job. You still correspond with us and still collaborate. What is it like to know how right we were and how insane it is, and to know what the next steps are, and that we're the only real institution fighting it? And there's just a handful of us. It's an incredible time to be alive, where everything we warned of is now manifesting exactly as we said. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.